Hey, what's up, Rugged 33 podcast listeners? This is Mario and Sunny, and
Hi.
Today, today we're actually Sunny's on a new mic. We're upgrading.
Yes,
some...
I am.
Wow,
I'm so excited about it.
I can hear you, man. You sound powerful.
Thank you. It makes such a difference. I really like it. I'm really excited. I'm just in a really good mood too.
That's good. Why are you in a good mood?
Just, you know, a lot of great things are happening in my life, and yeah.
Oh.
I'm just very grateful.
Share, please. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the listeners want to know.
Oh, well, I got mom, and I got to see, you know, my brother and my nephew, so that was really fun, and got to spend time with a bunch of my family. And then my boyfriend just started his new big boy job today, and he got, like, a work truck and, like, really nice one and, like, all this stuff. And so it's just been a really fun day. I was just excited for him on his first day. And
yeah.
So we're both just full of excitement today.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you send me a picture of the truck. It looks really nice. And
right?
I'm proud of him, man.
Right? Me too.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. But, hey, the verdict is still out, so... I can't get too excited, you know.
Yeah.
I can't make it too easy for him, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's cool. But hey, anyway, today, as you guys know, we're in a series of relationship. We are talking about dating today, one of my least favorite subjects.
This is gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, what's funny is the people who listen who really know me, they're like, "Oh my gosh, Sunny puts you on the spot," you know, like, but in a funny way, you know.
Yeah.
They know me. Like, if I pause, they're like, "Oh, she got him. Like, he's really thinking about this."
Yeah, you had to dig deep for their comebacks.
Yeah. So, but we're talking about dating and. Mm-hmm. By far, so there's a generation gap. So I'm 47 and you are?
2 on Sunday.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I still can't believe it. That means you're old.
Right? I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not old. And I got so many people who messaged and they're like, "Mario, you're not old. Don't worry." Yeah.
But, I say it like almost every episode.
Right. That's like your punchline. You're old. Uh-huh. But today we're talking about dating. And so there's generation gaps there and what that looks like in this day and age.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, people, they're like, "Hey, do one on dating." And of course it's the series. So the first one was friendship.
Mm-hmm.
This second one is dating. The third one is marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately we got to go into divorce and then we'll go in. Yeah.
How that one goes for us.
Yeah. And then we'll go into what a good relationship looks like, because I want to end like, hey, there's hope.
You know? Yeah.
There's definitely hope. And
yeah. Love is not dead.
No. I'm definitely a hopeless romantic.
Me
you know?
Too, Dad.
And yeah, so I believe in it. And
I think our love from the 80s and like 90s movies, like, you know, Boombox, Outside Window,
right?
Ryan.
Yeah.
Outside the church.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were beautiful examples of 80s love, you know. People in my generation, they're going to know what you're talking about, you know. Yeah. Maybe some people in yours. Do a lot of your friends understand maybe what you just said?
My movie references? No. I have to make, like, some of them do because they're into movies, but others that aren't really, like, my boyfriend, he does not. Like, line I say from a movie, I ask him, I'm like, "Do you know what movie I'm talking about?" He's like, "I didn't even know that was from a movie." So a lot of my friends don't, like, understand, like, things that I say because they're from movies. So, yeah.
Well, that's a perfect segue into dating. So you're dating. And so what does that look like? Like, let's start from basic. From your point of view, of course, these are our point of views, listeners, and it doesn't mean they're always correct or true. But go for it, Sunny. So in dating, what does that look like for you? What were you looking for, or how did you know you were even ready to date?
Oh, good question. I think I knew when I was like ready was because my therapist basically, when I had my therapist, he kind of helped me with that. Cause I never knew what it like meant when I was ready. Like, is there ever like, are you ever ready per se?
Oh, okay.
And so with like my therapist, he was like, once you get to like the, like, certain, I guess, like milestones, like within my therapy, it was like, oh, like you're able to acknowledge feelings and this and that. So, like, I think you're, ready to share feelings with people, with other people.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like, because before you didn't acknowledge feelings,
No, I basically was like, I'm just going to stuff all into this bottle per se, and then just let it erupt whenever I'm ready, apparently.
And as your dad, I am so sorry, because early on as a dad, I didn't let you feel your feels,
Yeah.
It sounded something like this. Why are you crying? Like, your arm's not broken. You're not on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was parents, like, let them feel their feels. They can't stay there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But let them feel their feels. And I was just horrible at that. There's no excuse, for that. And I kick myself now about it, but let them feel their feels. Okay, go ahead. This is why I should help pay for your therapy.
I'll let you know when the bill comes around.
You're right.
You and my mother. But so basically I knew when I was like ready, because like from an emotional like point, like I knew I could talk about my emotions with people. So trust is definitely like the first thing, and honesty and like respect were like my main couple of ones for the list for dating expectations. Like, I, they have to respect me. I have to respect them to have a good relationship. And then, honesty and trust go together. It's like, how are you going to be in a relationship if you can't, if you don't feel that trust with that person, or you're not, or they're not trustworthy, because then it's just not going to be a good relationship.
Right.
So those are like my main things: trust, honesty, communication is also a good one.
Yeah, well, let me
go ahead.
I'm this part now. So for me, I'll just say I'm not ready to date. And I know that is for me, it is just, I'm not ready for what you just said.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't trust enough to give somebody those feelings and allow them to, and be open to that.
Yeah.
And so that's how I know that I'm not ready, know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but on another level, it's more like, I'm cool with having friends. What I'm saying? Yeah. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But the dating, like, I'm not there yet. But I'll, as this episode unfolds, I'll share with you some things and we'll talk about it. So how important, you said you have a list, right? On dating. Is it is it a physical list, or is it, just.
Well, I think in the beginning, when I first like started dating, I believe that it was a physical list, but now it's kind of like just a mental, because I am in a relationship, so he obviously checked off those boxes for me, so I don't have to have the list anymore.
Okay,
how
important was, let's see here, how important was dating somebody that was like-minded in belief, a Christian?
I think that is very high on my priority list, because it's like, How are you gonna ever like see eye to eye on certain things? Like, how are you gonna, if you know, like I date to marry, so how am I gonna be able to marry this person and have kids with them if they don't have the same views as I do? You know, that'd be very hard, and that would cause a lot of, you know, friction and just a lot of arguments in the relationship. So that's obviously very high on my priority list. And so yeah, that's definitely top five. I
Really?
would probably say that's probably the first thing on my list.
Okay, and then could we go into maybe top five? What were your top five things, on your mental list?
Let's see. Top five, definitely Christian or a believer in Jesus, you know. I would say definitely somebody who's I love somebody who's funny. So that was also just like on my list. Maybe not top five, but on my list definitely. Someone open-minded, honest, like I had said, like the other stuff, like honesty and respectful, obviously like a gentleman, you know. I like somebody to open my door for me, you know. You taught me very well about, you know, gentlemen, and you treated me like a little princess. So obviously, you know, whoever's gonna be in, you know, kind of live up to that. Me and my boyfriend, we joke about that all the time, because like he's like, man, you're daddy's girl, like you're just his little princess. I'm like, yep, and that's how it will be forever. So
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely. Well, I used to, I don't know if you remember, but I would take you out on dates and
Yeah, I
open the door
do.
for you and close it and let you order whatever you want. You always ordered cheese sticks, of course,
Those
and
are the best.
and we would go wherever you wanted to eat. And this was something normal that me and you did when ever since you were a little girl. And we would have those talks of like, hey, this is what you should expect. This and you shouldn't move away from that. How do you think that plays into now?
Oh, like he already does those things, like I didn't have to like talk about it or say like, you know, my dad did, you know, gave me this expectation that a man's supposed to treat me this way. Like that was already like him. So that was like perfect. I didn't have to like, I don't know, like teach a man how to do those things for me. Like, no, like he already, yeah, train him, you know, like a dog or something. Like, no, like train him, you know, can't teach a dog new tricks, you know what that saying is. But no, like he already had like those qualities and those traits. So it's like I didn't have to like being like, you know, he pumps my gas. I'll be like, oh my, and I told him, I was like, oh, like do you know like my dad, like he always does that, like he'll pump the gas for me, like I don't do it, like, and all that stuff. Or like, you know, when my dad was married, like that's all, he pumped gas too, like, and so he'll be like, oh yeah, like you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, yes.
Marcos, you get a gold star for that. So that's good. That's good so far. So far. We'll just keep it there, Marcos. Don't get all crazy.
I know. But
But
yeah.
yeah, I think for me, now that well, right now I could just say I'm good with friends. I'm not good with dating, but I can say like maybe in the future what I think I could be looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like my top five would be number one, definitely loyalty to death. You know what I'm saying? Like I know that sounds crazy, like loyalty to death, you know? You're
I'm
gonna
the
put
same
on
way
the
though, so
So loyalty, the other one would be, and this is not in any order. So loyalty, of course, you have to not only be a Christian, but be active in your local, like serving, in your local church. Because I'm a pastor, I'm not just like, you know what I'm saying? Like I hold that office. And so it has to be, of course, the person that I'd be looking for, it has to be on another level. And I'm not saying you're bad or good. I'm just saying like that's just the not just, but that's the office I hold. So it'd be loyalty, of course, funny. Like you got to be chill.
Yeah.
You have to be chill, man. Like you can't, like you have to be able to be flexible, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Even though I think a lot of times people look at me and they're like, oh, this guy with all the tattoos and he's crazy enough to move to Central Asia and, you know, when people should be thinking of retirement, he's just like, so I think that a lot of times people don't think that I'm actually organized and put together. You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying?
They
And
just think you're
that's,
kind of flying by the seat of your pants, just kind of doing whatever. Yeah.
And that is, and as you know, Sunny, that's totally the opposite of me.
Yes.
Because I'm a time manager. I hate being late anywhere. I go to the movie 15 minutes early. If we ain't there
Sometimes
15
30
minutes early,
minutes, sometimes 30 minutes
right?
early.
I'll even sit outside and wait, you know? And so I'm, you know, very manageable. My life is like that. I like to know what I'm doing 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And so sometimes that could, you know, play a role. I mean, just it's funny, my colleagues or friends from work, they came over and they're like, your house is your apartment is like a museum. And I'm like, what? And I've been told this before, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? And they're like, everything's put away, everything's minimal, and it's cold. I'm like, exactly the way I like it, because I don't like clutter or anything.
Yeah.
Well, you grew up that way too, so
Yeah, like
yeah, you're.
messiness, like it gives me like anxiety. Like if I have to do something important, everything has to be clean because if I'm doing something, it will distract me. So
No,
I'm same way.
I'm there. If I'm grading papers, I can't sit like in a dirty room or a messy
Yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Everything has to be. Yeah. So those are some of mine. Of course, beautiful on the inside and out. Inside has to match the outside. And but those are some of the, you know, things that I think would be good for dating, trust, loyalty. So, okay. So how did you know? So how did you get in the dating game? Let's go there.
Okay, so basically, like my friends, they would go on dating apps and stuff, and to just,
Oh.
to meet new people. And my friends were like, "Sonny, you should on like, and just to like meet new people. Like, you don't even have to meet up with them. Just like text them, or just like something, nothing crazy." So basically that. But I like to meet like people also organically, just like meet them in a random place or something like that,
And how does
not
that
like
work
a
for you?
forced.
Yeah, how does that work for you? Did you actually meet somebody randomly?
Like when me and my friends go out, you're mingling with people, and that's how I met my now boyfriend of almost a
Really?
year. Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, like I didn't meet him through like a dating app. Like I've
Yeah.
guys previously that I, would hang out with and spend time with and get to know, like I had met them like through dating app.
Oh.
Totally organically, and like we met and he was just like, "Oh, what's your name?" And I was like, "Sunny." He's like, "Oh, that's a pretty name." And we got to talking, and then he was like, "Oh, like can I get your phone number? Like I would love to take you out to dinner." And boom, that's how it started.
Dang, Marcos. He has some game.
Yeah, he
Because
does.
you're like, you're my daughter, but I know you're difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you. I'm your dad, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not gonna let just anybody, have my phone number, especially,
No, I totally get it. So you tried dating apps and how, because I know this is normal. I actually heard this comedian and he was talking about it. And he's like, I love dating apps because you could adjust everything
Yeah,
like
literally.
age, Christian, you know,
Yeah, you could
religion,
religion. Yeah.
you know, everything. It's like a complete makeup of the person that, you know, you're interested in.
Yeah, it's like they have like extensive like profile like things that you fill out, And so you put like a age range. You can change it however you want. You can even put like distance from you, like from your location and everything. Like it's crazy. And there's a bunch of different ones, but I was only on like two, which is like, because like those are like the young people ones. And then like some of my other friends were on like Bumble. And then like I didn't know people were actually on Christian Mingle until this family that I would, you know, watch their kids. She told me that that's how her and her husband got together, was through Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny because I was like, I just thought, you know, I never knew anybody who was on Christian. That's not my age, people, I guess. Maybe that's like me.
Yeah.
I don't know, those later years in the mids or whatever, mid-20s, 30s, who knows.
Am I in the later years? Is that what I'm in?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so I've been contemplating seeing this live.
Okay.
But I will. I will, because I wanna be bold. It's called Rugged 33 for a reason.
Yeah.
Raw, dirty, ugly. Okay, so I remember you telling me that story about Christian Mingle. And one day, and I think that you and your brother were talking about me.
Yeah.
Because one day you called me and you're like, Dad, I think it's time for you to at least make a friend that's a girl, that's a woman. And I'm like, whoa, like, what's going on? Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Vividly. And then later on that night, your brother calls me and basically says the same thing.
Interesting.
And yeah, and I was like, what is going on? Like, are they having conversation? Like, do I look like this poor sap who, you know, who needs somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And you had talked to me about Christian Mingle and that story you just shared. And and at that time I was in Modesto, California, and I'm like, nah, not even, man. Like,
I wasn't ready.
And I'm, you know, and still not ready. So I didn't go on Christian Mingle. And so I was just like, okay, whatever. So I moved to Central Asia.
Yeah.
And I have a really good friend here. And they're like, hey, you know, you're in a new season in life. Maybe just friends, Mario. Just friends. Maybe you should check out, you know, a dating site. And I'm like, dude, like, not even, like, that's so stupid, you know? Like, my age came out in me, you know? Like, no, I can do it organically, you know?
Yeah.
And which I'm really even horrible at that, you know, because a lot of people, I think they see me, you know, as a teacher of the gospel, and they see me preaching and teaching and all these kinds of things in front of a crowd. And so they get this picture in their mind that I'm a certain way.
Yeah. It's like you on a dating app. They're like, oh my goodness, Pastor Mario is on a dating app. Like,
well, you know, not, yeah. Well,
that's
not
what
only,
that's what I get from it.
Yeah. But not only that, I think that people think that I'm more of an extrovert. You know what I'm saying?
You're very introverted. Yeah.
Right. And I think, and I tell people, it's almost like even my kids, my close friends and family, they know, like, I'm more of an introvert. And when I pastor, that's like the Holy Spirit, like, really moving in my life and doing what I do. Because naturally, I like to sit back and just observe, and I'm good there. I don't need the stage. I don't need a pulpit. I don't need any of, you know, any of that. I do that because that's what I was called to do.
Yeah.
And so, and that's why I like podcasting. That's why even in our podcast, I'm not on video, because I can't stand a camera. I hate taking pictures. I hate taking video. And I feel bad for my kids. The only reason why I do that is because of you guys.
Yeah.
And I think in pictures it translates, like, ugh, here we go. You know? Yeah. So Anyway, so my friend is like, hey, just try it, man. How about just on a friend's level? On a friend's level, you could go on a dating app and you could just put, hey, I'm trying to meet friends. And I'm just like, oh my God. So I was here, I think like 3 months, 4 months had went by. And I tried, out of all of them, all the dating apps, because I do research. I'm not just going to be like, oh, okay. But here, of course, it's different culture. So I will say this. I went on Tinder and I profiled that I'm an English teacher because I was trying to build business here and generate some money while being a missionary here. So that was my angle. And I put like just friends, not dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you could
And
put
that's
that
what,
on there, like on your profiles and stuff. You could be like, just looking for friends.
So that was me looking to practice English. So that was that. That's what my profile looked like. Well, I think I told you like within a couple of days, the response was overwhelming.
You got all the Kyrgyzstan honeys.
It was overwhelming, and I was like, holy, like I didn't even know what to do. And so the experiences on there were like hilarious. Anywhere from it was like women that were totally interested on another level, like, hey, are you looking to get married? I was like, dude, I'm just talking about ESL, English second language, you know? But then one of my friends from America, she's like, Mario, Tinder, like, they're not looking for friends. They're looking for other things. You know, that was her perspective. And I was like, okay, so
Well, so that even translate to other cultures and not just America. Yeah, because that's what Tinder is here for, like in the States. That's basically what it's for. It's people usually go on there for, to, have sexual relations with other people and no strings attached type stuff.
So like the hook, like hookups or whatever, like one night stands. Okay.
Basically.
Well, here it's a little bit different, but you're talking about culture because people here, like, they don't date. They're like, I like you like me. Let's get married in 3 months. That's so, seriously.
Sounds like Biola.
So, and I'm not about that life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even about dating. I'm like, let's be friends. I'm good with friends. That's where I'm at right now. And so in my life. So anyways, what ends up happening after like I want to say a week and a half, like overwhelming messages, I'm like, okay, I'm getting off of it. It's just too much time. And trying to get through the marriage proposals and and but it was interesting because what I did was I didn't put my age on there, and I didn't put my age on there, and I didn't put like my preference of age. But the average that people thought my age was 32 to 35.
You're
And
like,
so
no,
that's,
I'm like 47.
yeah, I'm 47. Like, so it was really interesting. And so, but I will say this, I did make two really good friends from it.
Wow, that's good.
So and they're friends. So it's not like, anything else but that, but friends. So would I ever do it again? No, I wouldn't go on a dating site again. So people know when I'm ready for it, I'm like, I'm not going on a dating site. But yeah, that's just where I'm at. Okay, so the next part is, people are like, well, what is dating look like in the Christian world? And the first thing I wanted to talk about is first submitting your desires to God, to the Lord. And We find it in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And so with that being said, if I'm first seeking the kingdom of God and putting him first, then everything else will come along. He'll provide those needs for me. Hold on one moment. I had to cough.
I knew it. I was like, he's either sneezing or coughing. It's always either one of those two.
Right. I don't know why I can't get over this cold. Anyways, so the kingdom of God, you know, he will, if you seek first him, he will add everything on. And I'm a total believer of that. I'm a total believer of that. Like, I moved here without no job, relying on, you know, as a missionary, you rely on people and different things to provide. And people did. Yeah. They totally believed in the ministry. They provided. But as I was looking in the future, for the future, I was like, I don't want to count on that. I want to be able to be financially secure, even as a missionary, as best as I can be. So God provided this amazing job for me. And And so with that being said, and people still do financially give, and I'm financially responsible for that.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we're talking about dating. And so the very first thing is those desires and those things, because I have friends that dated, like, they're Christian dudes and they dated outside of Christianity, and it was way more difficult for them.
Yeah.
Relationships enough are difficult.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
They are. Yeah.
Even if they're Christian or non-Christian, they're difficult. And so that's why it's super important to align yourself with God and say, okay, what are the things that do matter? So the first one is those desires, giving them to God. The second one is don't hang around temptation.
Asking for trouble.
Right. Try and keep yourself accountable, hang out in groups, stuff like that when you're dating. Because no matter what, flesh is flesh. We all have desires. We're trying to stay good, clean, and pure. And a lot of times, some of us, we mess around with temptation. Like, you know, we're passive to it.
Yeah.
And when we're passive to it, it's going to bite you. It's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying live in fear. I'm just saying don't be passive. It's a crucial part of our walk with Christ. And I will honestly say, I haven't always been the best at that. I have been passive, you know, at times in dating in the past. And so, you know, it's really important. I think the other one too is trusting God's guidance through the ups and downs, because relationships will go through that. And it, especially in dating. The dating, as you know, it's like after the first 3 months, then everything gets real.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of like that little
honeymoon film stage.
Yeah.
You know,
honeymoon stage. Yeah.
Yeah. People are going through the honeymoon stage, and then they show they're real, you know, like, oh, he's not opening the door for you anymore. Or, you know, before he's just stay up late with you talking on the phone and whatever. I mean, and those are small things. And so I really, those ups and downs, you're going to go through it because life is like that. Life happens. And so I believe it's really going to test your relationship.
Oh, definitely.
You know, go ahead. What's your thoughts on some of those?
Well, obviously, like, for, you know, guys are both Christians, you have to have God rooted in the center of your relationship, because then nothing's going to, you know, things aren't going to work out. Like, if you guys aren't, like, on the same page about things, like, obviously there's going to, you know, stuff's not going to mesh well, and that's where problems are going to happen and cause arguments, and that's just, like, it's stress. And it's, like, when you are on the same page about things, everything just fits together nicely, and it makes the relationship like with no stress, and it allows it to just be, you know, like just easy, like,
yeah.
And like, and it's crazy because people say, like, in healthy relationships, like, sometimes you get bored. Especially if you're not used to being in a healthy relationship, like, yeah. It seems boring because you're used to, like, all this drama and chaos.
Right.
Like, that's happened to me and my boyfriend. Like, sometimes we're just, like, you know, yeah, sometimes it gets a little boring, but it's okay because that means, like, we're doing good, you know? Like,
yeah.
Our relationship is good, like, it's healthy, and we're both helping each other grow. And yeah. I think that's also, like, a big thing, too, is in a relationship, like, you grow, you know, you guys grow together. And right. So I think that's where, you know, you also need to have God in the center of your relationship, because it just makes that growth so much easier and better. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking, and, you know, she's like, Mario, what does it look like, you know, for you, like, dating in the future and getting married? And I was like, dude, like, I would date at least for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and then she's like, what, 2 years? You're going to get tired of her. You guys will get tired of each other in 2 years. I'm like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
If we're tired of each other within 2 years, what is it? You know, how real is it? Like, I'm making a vow to God, and I'm making a vow to another person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, if they, you know, if it falls apart within 2 years, then it wasn't meant to be, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
And then you actually been down that, you know, that road. And
yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely not. You know, marriage isn't easy. Divorce is definitely not easy. It's very hurtful. But we're talking about dating right now. And so what that looks like, that's what's cool. That's what I do like about our culture, because I know a lot of cultures. It's just like here. I'll share the culture here. Here, they know each other for like minimal amount. Like I said, 3 months, a month. I know like two people that – I hadn't talked to them for a little bit, and then I'm like, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, I see that, you know. Yeah, I'm engaged to get married. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
I ain't messing around.
No, not at all. So dating isn't huge here, you know. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I could understand why. Like, I think dating's a good thing.
Yeah. Because then that's where, because that's where you really get to know each other.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And you get to know, like, what you like and what they like and what they don't like. And,
yeah.
And it's very interesting.
Yeah, and either person could be like, you know what? It's not working.
Yeah.
Like, it's that's a good place and a good time to be like, this is not working.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay, or there's just difference.
You know,
and so, yeah, I prefer dating, even though I'm not.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not.
It's fun listening to you answer all these questions, because I can just tell you're smiling and like, oh, on over there in Kyrgyzstan. And
oh, God.
This is so fun listening to you.
I was dreading this episode. And the funny thing is, my friends are laughing. You were. They're like, we can't wait to hear this one. Yeah. So, yeah. So, no, I, you know, in the dating world,
things have changed. We have apps.
We have everybody's in touch with everybody. It seems like it's so much easier now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even have to.
Because before, you guys had to write letters.
Yeah.
Telegrams. Yeah.
Not telegrams. No. Well, yeah. I mean, when I was dating your mom.
Y'all had pagers.
Yeah. Yeah. We had secret code. We had codes, man, to on pagers to say different things. I forgot them already, but We had pagers. But anyways, but dating now,
what is
there's just so many other avenues and
apps and everything
is just so connected and interconnected. And so it seems like it's just easier, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah, definitely.
And I liked the idea of actually dating app because then you could actually like set up what you like. You know what I'm saying? You could weed out. But go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say it makes it easier to kind of find like people that have the same interest or like are like-minded.
Yeah.
Same things.
Yeah, definitely. So I liked that part about it. But even though I'm still old school, I have like in the back of my mind, I could find a girl on my own. I don't need a dating app. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're like, I'll just go to the mall and find one.
Right? With my jean jacket, like taking it back to the 80s and
go
my
aqua. Arcade.
Yeah, my arcade. That was a good one. Whitwood Mall. For real. Yeah, when it was still there.
Like
I don't know. I just, to me in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'm seeking God's face. When I'm ready, I'll know when I'm ready. Right now is not the time. I'm trying to be focused and fun stuff like that. Okay. So I'm not sure. Did you have any questions for me on dating? Because I and then I'll have
any
some
questions for you on dating.
Oh God.
Maybe I'll save you the torture because you were talking a lot, quite a bit. But did you, right. Did you have any questions for me?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, okay. Oh, I have plenty.
Let
of
them
questions.
Rip, Dad.
Okay, so with and in respect to Marcos, because I respect him as a man, so I don't want to talk about past. We could keep it on Marcos. So with Marcos, like, how did you know from when it went into from that you wanted to date him and get to know him more? What did that look like?
I think for me, it looked like what I saw in him, like the way he responded to me. So like he was very straightforward and knew what he wanted. And I was like, of course, I'm gonna, you know, that's very attractive to me, like, as a woman, you know. I want somebody who knows what they want and, you know, is not gonna beat around the bush. And and so for, like, me and him, like, I got to know him and he was funny. That was, like, the first thing. I was like, I'm big jokester and everything. So it was funny that we could just kind of, like, match each other in making jokes and stuff like that. So that was like the one of the big things that got me. I was like, oh, he's funny. And and just like different stuff like that, like just the way we would talk. And it seemed like, you know, we had known each other for a while, even though like I barely even met him. So just the way our conversations went, it was just very open. Like it was easy for me to talk to him, basically, because I'm not gonna find that with everybody. Like it, and so I think that was also like another like factor, is I was able to be open with him like very early, and he was with me, so we were both like, whoa, like when that happened, like we were just able to open up to each other so easily and early on. I think that's where it kind of was like, oh shoot, like. We kind of like fell for each other. And like he told me in the very beginning, like when we first met, because when we first met back like literally almost 4 years ago, my freshman year at Biola. And so we were like 19, 18, 19 at the time, or I just turned 19, I believe. And so did he. And so basically when we met, we went on like a couple dates and stuff like that. And it was literally, I think like the third or fourth date, we started opening up about like random, like about our life and stuff. Pretty early. Like I think it was like this, maybe even the third, I think it was the third date actually. And so very early on, we were able to just open up to each other. And I think he told me, he's like, it's crazy that I could talk to you about these things because these are things I do not talk about with even people that I'm close to.
Okay.
So easy for me. to talk to you about, you know, the things that happened in my life that were really hurtful, and just kind of, you know, talk to each other about those life things. And he was very honest with me from the beginning. He was like, you know, like, Sunny, you know, he was very straightforward. He was like, I see something with you and I want to continue this. And so I wasn't ready at that time. You know, I was young. I was like starting school, got college, and I was like, you know, I wanted to focus on school and just kind of, you know, hang out with my friends and focus on that. And then, you know, I went to therapy. You know, that's what I really needed to do, was go to therapy and grow. So that's why I was definitely not ready. And so then he still stuck around. He still was just like, would always check up on me, be like, hey, how are you doing? Like,
so he was persistent.
Yes, very persistent. He'd always ask me how things are going, how's school, like, how's life? Like, he'd be like, oh, I see, you know, you were doing this, or you were out here, like, how was that, and stuff like that. So he was very persistent, and that's what I was that even though he gave me, like, the space that I needed, he was still, you know, like, still checking on me and everything. And then my junior year, once I came back for school, he said, hey, you're in the area, so can I take you out to dinner? And that's where it's basically like when we hung out for that first time after not seeing each other for so long, it was kind of like it started where we had left off. And so, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's good. That's good to hear. Especially as a dad, it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the very last thing is, if you're dating, you should know why you're dating.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You should know the end, because the end goal should be marriage.
Yeah.
And so that's the intention, and that's why I'm not ready to date. like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to move into some – I don't mind sharing dating failures, because it has been forever, for a while. But dating failures – so I'll share one.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, yeah. So there was I could start when I was younger, and I'll take it even back to high school, because I think it's funny.
Though you have some funny stories about when you're in high school. I like those ones.
Yeah. So sorry about that. So okay. So I think dating failure, one of them was me and one of my friends. I went out on a double date, blind date, and
15 or 16.
And my friend's like, come on, dude, I want to hang out with this girl, but she's bringing her friend. And I'm like, first of all, that's usually not good. Because, you know, the friend usually – in my experience, is interesting. I want to be kind, but anyways. So we're sitting in this pizzeria and we're chilling, and the girl, she was she was beautiful. The one that came, and I'm like, wow, she's really pretty, and we're talking and we're having good conversation. And I have these little things, just like everybody else does. Okay, so in dating, what is something that you're like, maybe is different? Like you don't like, it's like a killer. Like, you can't date somebody who does this, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in our generation right now, we call those icks. So it's like something, it's like an ick, like that I've seen does. That. Yeah.
Okay, so like, go.
Like, what's chewing yours? With your mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's
like a pet peeve.
Yeah. So that's a killer for you, is chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah. Talking with your mouth open. Okay. Like when you're eating or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything with like eating and like talking and chewing, like chewing loudly. Oh my goodness. That one gets me every time. That one.
That's an ick.
Yes.
Okay, well, for me, it is – you're definitely my daughter. This girl starts eating her pizza.
Uh-huh.
Eating – like, not only eating with her mouth open, but, like, eating loudly.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then this pizza was a little on the greasy side, like a New York pizza, you
Hello.
know?
Napkin first.
Right? You would think. I'm not judging her. Jesus loves her. But she bites into the pizza and oil is running down the side of her mouth. And right then and there, it ended. I was like, okay, we could be friends.
You're like, I'm out of here.
We could be friends.
Yeah.
You know? And I told my friend Damon, I'm like, Damon, don't ever invite me again. Like
Yeah.
that was the game changer. I was like, okay. And I know it sounds so shallow, huh?
I mean, not really. I'm all about like,
I was
standards, and that's okay,
I was 15. Come on. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Now I'd be like, hey girl, you probably want to dab all that oil off first before you bite into it.
Yeah,
You know, like
definitely.
in a nice way. Or
Yeah. Or you'd be like,
there's a
hey,
there's there's a gang
here's a
of oil
napkin.
dripping off your chin. Could I get that for you?
Yeah. You're like, oh, let me get that for you with your napkin. Yeah.
Okay, so then there's that. And I've had date fails too. So I'll throw myself.
This one.
It
Okay.
is when we're formal and dance, and I'm supposed to pick up my date. And I am a senior in high school. I'm supposed to be getting ready, but your Uncle Steve is like, hey, let's go to the back, let's roll a J. And let's smoke before you go to the dance. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good, you know. And he's like, come on, just right before, come on, let's go. So I went to the back with him, and I didn't smoke, he did. And actually, I did smoke a little bit. And so,
Like just
okay,
a
so
few
I did,
puffs.
yeah, it was, yeah. Anyways, so
Like it
and
was
by far,
secondhand, if anything.
right. So we go back to the house, and then I could hear talking because we're in the back for like 15, 20 minutes. And I could hear talking upstairs, and I'm like, what the heck? And so I go upstairs and I open up the door and I look at the dinner table. It's your grandpa, your grandma, the chief of police. No, the not chief of police,
The sheriff?
ex-sheriff. And he's sitting there with his wife. And I'm like instantly turned into anxiety paranoia, you know, because here, like I'm high. And so I walk, like I'm trying to keep my distance, and they seen me. So, hey, Mario, how's it going? Oh, you look good, you know, because I was getting ready.
Anyways,
You're like, crap.
Right? Long story short, I look
Yeah.
at my watch. And I'm like, oh crap, I'm like running 30 minutes late to formal to picking up my date. So that's not good. And I hate being late. And so I run downstairs. I'm like, you idiot. How come you didn't tell me? Your uncle's like, I thought you knew. You know, he's lying so bad. You know, he's like, I thought you knew. He just liked to put me into situations like that just to mess with me because I was always like so organized, and he was so not like that. We're totally opposite. So here I'm stoned, I'm late to picking up my date. I finish getting dressed and I leave out the back door. I jump in. At that time, I had a lifted Toyota truck. I looked in the rear view mirror. I punched it. I had a stick shift. I punched it to go into reverse. Dude. My truck ended up on the top of the sheriff's personal car. Like my fender rolled back his and smashed his lights and rolled back his hood.
Dang,
Yeah,
you're gonna get
exactly.
it.
Yeah, this is winter formal night. So what I did was actually, yeah, it was wonderful. So what I did was I jumped out of the truck and I looked at it. I was like, oh my gosh. Now, yeah, I was high. I was like, oh my gosh, paranoia sets in, anxiety. I run back downstairs And I tell your Uncle Steve, I'm like, hey, dude, come here. I got to show you something. So I take him out. The truck was still, like, I just left it there.
On top of it like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm like, take this one for me. Because we used to do that. Like, if I was in, like, sometimes if I wanted to do something and I knew I was going to get in trouble, he would just say he did it or vice versa. So then we could do what we wanted to do. So, anyways, so I'm like, dude, take this one from me. And he's like, heck no. Dad's gonna jack you up. And then he's gonna allow Larry, the sheriff, to jack you up. And I'm like, I know. And he the whole time he's like laughing. And I'm like, dude, stop laughing. He's like, you're in trouble. Like, oh, I'm like, come on, take this one from me. He's like, no way. Dude, you're in trouble. So he's like, just go in there and tell them what you did. He's like, you can't take it off. It's gonna make that they're just gonna come out and it's gonna be worse for you. So I was like, oh crap. So I go back inside the house, and this is exactly what I did. I'm like, hey guys, mom, dad, Larry, Nancy. Could you guys come to the window? I got to show you something exactly like that. They go to the big window and they look out, and I could just see your grandpa's death stare, right? And I was like, oh crap. So I took off running. I ran inside the bathroom, locked the door, and then I just hear the cop knock, do, do, do. And I could hear your grandpa. He's like, open the door. I was like, yeah. I was like, no, you're gonna jack me up and then you're gonna let Larry. He's like, exactly. Open the door. You'll get it worse if you don't open the door. So I opened the door and they used to call him Smackin' Mackin'. Mackin's his last name. So yeah, LA Sheriff. That just tells you a little bit, and an Irish man, a little of his temperament. So he's standing there, big old Irish, big old Irish dude. Do you remember him or no? So, anyways, he's standing there at the door and he's like, put your bow tie back on. You're gonna go to the prom and we'll deal with this later. Right? Gave me a hug, fixed my bow tie, send me on my way. So, how embarrassing is it for your parents and the sheriff and his wife looking out the window and you're taking your truck off of his car? The only thing that happened to my truck is the fender rolled under a little bit because it hit like the frame perfect. No, his, like your grandma and grandpa had it. Yeah, they had no lights to drive home. It was
Dang.
bad. Yeah, I had to work it off. That was the end of the story. But I get to my date's house and she's like all in a panic. I didn't think you were gonna come for by that time. I'm like an hour late.
She thought
I
you
didn't
stood her up.
right? I didn't she's all like you could tell she was crying, I felt so bad, but at that time I was this young man who was like, of course, no feelings,
Yeah, you were a
Yeah.
troubled young man.
Yeah, let's just say that. So that is one huge dating fail, and we ended up, of course, just not ever being together, obviously. But I have a few other ones, but I'll save them for the next episode.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think we covered dating pretty well. The other thing is, here's some top ones, and we'll be done. Number one, take your time. Don't rush.
No need to rush.
No need to rush. You have the rest of your life. Of course, number one is put God first, seek the kingdom of God. Everything will be added onto you
Amen to that.
according to his will, not your will, not my will, but his will, because he knows what's best for you. He sees everything. So, and then take your time and man, enjoy the ride.
Ditto.
Have a good time. Let yourself have a good time. And believe me, I'm not there yet. I'm not allowing myself to have a good time. I'm working on it. But Just continue to pray for me. But this is Rugged 33 Podcast. I hope you enjoy dating.
Yes.
Next week it'll be on marriage, what that looks like, what a Christian marriage looks like. Ooh. And so it's going to be fun. By far, as you know, I'm not the master of it. I'm learning with you guys. So peace out, Sunny. Have a good one. Get your butt to school.
I will. Thank you. Bye. Okay.
Bye, guys.